Bad Manhattan had never been more pleased with himself. When he demonstrated his master plan, the look on his brother's face was priceless. When Chase had realized that Bat's plan would work, his face contorted, like a penny you stick into one of those machines at the amusement park that heats it up and stretches it into a caboose or mouse ears or something. The self-satisfaction Bat felt was almost overwhelming. He sat alone now at an outdoor cafe just on the outskirts of town, sipping a brandy Alexander, looking off into space, deep in thought. How long he had waited for this moment. The anticipation of it had been maddening, like waiting in the back of the line at Luby's right after church on Sunday, and there's a group of 60 old people in front of you who can't figure out if they want the Luan platter or the all-you-can-eat. Growing up as the inferior brother in the Manhattan household had not been easy. Chase was glib and eloquent, while Bat suffered through a bout with stuttering. After high school, Chase had 11 scholarships to mull over, while Bat decided between Jiffy Lube and that place at the mall that made those huge cookies. His father's words echoed in his head. His dear old dad was always supportive, but sometimes his true feelings couldn't mask his words. "You're a no-good loser, and you'll never ever amount to anything, you worthless slug," his dad used to say. He could try to be sly, but Bat knew what he meant. Chase was better in academics, social graces, and most importantly, athletics. It almost killed him when his father told him, "You'll never be as good as your brother at baseball, Bat." How tired he had grown of all the therapy sessions to try to figure out what had gone haywire in his classic Manhattan brain. One psychologist had put it this way to Bat's father: "Your son is like a car being pulled by a tow truck. At first glance, you say, 'That car doesn't look bad at all. I wonder why it's on a tow truck.' Then you realize that cars don't just go to the shop because they have problems on the outside. A lot of times, they have problems on the inside. Bat has some serious problems on the inside. He needs to go to the shop." And now, finally, it was time for sweet revenge. Chase may have gotten the girl of his dreams, heck, the girl of everyone's dreams, but she couldn't produce a child, and she couldn't stop Bat from controlling the world. Most exciting was part two of his plan. Bat knew that Chase could never tolerate unfaithfulness. He used to say that an unfaithful woman is like a cat with a broken leg. It looked good until it tried to walk. If Bat could pull this off, he'd have it all: the money, the world, and Rebecca. He licked his lips and in one violent gulp, polished off his third brandy. Rebecca didn't know it yet, Bat thought with glee, but she was about to betray her man.